All right. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yes. Nugent, not on the nominee list this year.
Thank God.
What a crime.
Scene.
All right. Well, first, we have to tackle the elephant in the room. That I never make an elephant. I just make it a point every single time. No Warren Zevon again. I can't comprehend how, one, he's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame already. Two, has never been nominated. Warren Zevon has never been nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It is an unbelievable crime.
Is this one of those things where he's angered, or did he anger the media back then or something? Like, is he the
Well, he was a nonconformist. There's no question about that if you just look at his work.
But those are the guys that aren't going to get voted in.
But man, look at his work. And you know what? He's dead too. And even
right.
And people who are it's easier to get voted in posthumously. You know what I mean? Like it takes people to it took Ron Santo to die before the Baseball Hall of Fame put him in. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's one of the criteria is, you know, oh wait, are they still alive? Well, then we can still wait.
Out of curiosity, do either of you know off the top of your head if either Captain Beefheart or Frank Zappa are in?
Zappa's in.
Zappa's definitely in.
Think Zappa's in?
I think Zappa's in.
Not positive.
No. Well, listen, anytime we throw these names about, this happens every year. We start throwing names about, and then we find out, no, they're not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And I'm like,
I never want to assume when it comes to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's true. Well, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame is ultimately, it's aggravating and stupid. And so it makes me nuts. So this is why we talk about it all the time. But I just got to get the Zevon out there. It's ridiculous that Warren Zevon has never been nominated, not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Def Leppard, Bon Jovi are. I just wanted to bring that up.
As I always point out, Tico Torres is a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer.
Right, and Warren Zevon isn't.
Zappa's in.
Yeah. Beefheart is in?
I'm looking right now.
All right. We're doing some research here.
Doesn't look like Captain Beefheart's in.
No, okay. That doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Trout Mask Replica was not exactly a number one selling album.
No, it wasn't. And it freaked out Vic Vaughn. So, all right, let's go through the nominees. Let's start with the first timers. These are first timers. And I can tell you which ones I'm really happy about. First time nominee, Pat Benatar. And this is long overdue as far as I'm concerned.
I like Pat Benatar and, yeah.
It's long overdue. I love Pat Benatar. I think she's great, and it's nice to see that she's finally getting recognition that she deserves. And I'd actually like to see her get in.
I'd be fine with Pat Benatar getting in.
I think she's awesome. I think she's great. Always has been. You go back to that stretch from like 1979 to around 1986. Fantastic, especially the early '80s stuff, especially like Precious Time and songs like Hell Is for Children and.
Well, and then the influence is there. This is something I always come back to on the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Like that, you know, is there an influence on what came after it? And
absolutely.
Whether you like it or not, there is an influence there from Pat Benatar.
Okay, first year eligible.
I already know what you're going to say.
Don't.
Dave is nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Dave Matthews Band.
Dave Matthews Band, nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You know, I couldn't be happier.
We need more jam bands in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Hold on.
I was kidding.
I couldn't be happier. I couldn't be happier that Dave is nominated.
Okay, but are there jam bands that should be in before Dave?
No.
Really? Come on, really? You don't have to like them. I don't like Fish, but is
Grateful Dead in?
I would assume they are, but again, I don't want to assume.
They are.
Yeah, okay.
They got in in 1994.
Is Fish in?
No.
I don't think so, no.
Okay.
Which is to me, again, I'm not even a Fish fan.
What about Moe? Is Moe still a thing?
Yeah, I don't know. Pearl Jam's in.
So this is interesting to me when you go through the 90s bands that are in and the ones that aren't.
Yeah.
Like Nine Inch Nails is still on this list.
Yes.
Smashing Pumpkins have never even been nominated.
What, really?
Yeah.
Never once.
He's another one. You know, he rubbed the media the wrong way.
I'm not a fan of Smashing Pumpkins, but that seems to be wrong.
I think it's hard to ignore the impact of their 90s run.
There's no question about it. I just don't like it. But there's no question about it that they deserve to be considered nominated or at least inducted. There's no question about it. So I'm happy about Dave. I know it's I don't think they're going to get in.
I wouldn't be shocked if they win that fan vote.
Yeah, that's
mobilizing that army of fans.
That's true.
If you can get them,
hell, I'm voting for them.
If you can get them to pick up your phone,
All right.
Don't rule that one out.
Probably just like the state of Colorado, right?
Yeah.
Big Dave fans out there.
Depeche Mode again.
That'd be fine.
I love Depeche Mode.
Yeah.
I think they're great.
I have no problem with that.
First Timers, the Doobie Brothers.
First Timers. That's amazing.
That's really weird that they're the First Timers.
I'm not surprised they're not in. I'm surprised it's only the first time.
And it's too bad that the guy, Fred Berry, who played Rerun, can't, on Different Strokes, can't induct them.
Wow. I wasn't expecting a Fred Berry reference.
Which Doobie you be?
Which Doobie you be?
Is he from Harvey? Fred Berry?
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
Is he? All I know is that that's one of the weirdest television episodes of all time, is the what's happening bootleg the Doobie Brothers. You know this episode?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's classic.
Oh, yeah.
Which Doobie?
Whitney Houston, surprised that she has not been considered before.
I mean, this again goes to that age-old argument, what do you want in your Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
If you don't mind pop music being in, which I don't, then Whitney Houston should be in. Especially if Janet Jackson is already in.
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
I don't have a problem with Janet Jackson being in. I have a problem with Whitney Houston not being in.
Yeah. And again, this is like a great opportunity. Again, she's dead.
Yeah.
So, and this is her first time being
nominated. And it brings Bobby Brown out for public appearances, which I'm always an advocate for that.
Okay, hang on.
That's his prerogative.
Come on, man. He drank his Henny Youngman juice
that
earlier.
That was low-lying fruit.
Yes, it was. All right. Don't put that past him. See how tall he is? Low-lying fruit? Man, it's easy for him. All right. All right. Pat Benatar, Dave Matthews Band, Depeche Mode, the Doobie Brothers, Whitney Houston so far. We got more to talk about and more to bitch about here on WGN, and we'll do it right after this. Tom, where was this recorded? I might have it at home.
I've got like 80 bootlegs, man.
I'm not kidding. I don't have as many now. I have a few.
You've downsized your bootleg collection, or what?
Well, my bootleg collection is the CDs. You know,
sure.
Back in the mid '90s to the early 2000s, and I'm not kidding when I say, I have stacks of them. I have stacks of Dave concerts.
I have some mid-90s Dave performance from the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival.
So I did
pony up for a Dave bootleg.
Yeah. It's absurd the amount of Dave bootlegs.
Do you have a lot of Pearl Jam bootlegs?
Not nearly as many as the Dave.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. Well, the thing was, I knew a guy who could get them. And he knew a guy who could get them, and I didn't pay for them.
That's even better, because they were a little those prices got a little outrageous.
They
back
did,
then.
But I have enormous amounts of them.
If you wanted soundboard quality, you were paying.
Yeah, I didn't pay for any of them. I still think one of my favorite live albums, and this is a legit one that was actually released, because he's released a lot of live albums.
Yeah, Red Rocks or
Red Rocks is great.
Luther College. That's great.
Tim and Tim. Opening up with One Sweet World, that version of One Sweet World.
Did you go when they did the Dave Matthews Caravan way down on the south side?
Yes.
That festival. That was a wonderful festival, first off.
Yeah.
But that was the first time I got to see Dave and Tim do a set together.
It's so good. Luther College might be my favorite of, I mean, I know it's not a band.
Right.
It's not the band, but it might be my favorite Dave-related thing. Is Luther College.
That's
I can't
quite good.
Tell you how many times I listened to that. So the news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Rock and Roll Hall Fame nominations continue. Pat Benatar, Dave Matthews Band, Depeche Mode, the Doobie Brothers, Whitney Houston, Judas Priest.
Now we're getting to the good stuff.
Now, they've been nominated before.
They have.
If you're going to acknowledge metal in any kind of way, this band should have already been put in.
It's stunning to me how little metal is in, and there yeah. they should be in. We'll get to another one on this list that should be in, and it's frightening that Iron Maiden's never.
Yeah,
although
I agree.
Bruce Dickinson has been on the record saying many times he doesn't want any part of it. So
right, that helps.
Yeah,
Kraftwerk again Should has be made in. The list. I agree. Should be in. MC5, one of the most influential.
Punk. Yeah.
Yeah. And again, second, bunch of times they've been in nominated. And now the first time. I can't believe.
This is only the first time?
Motorhead.
This is the first time?
First time.
I didn't realize it was the first time. And another example of someone who has to die before they nominate them.
That's absurd that Motorhead has never been nominated before. That's absurd.
I assumed they had been nominated at the very least.
Nine Inch Nails, they've been nominated before, but not in. Notorious B.I.G., never been nominated.
That's fine with me.
Yep. Rufus featuring Chaka Khan nominated again. Chaka Khan in on her own?
I was going to say that was my next question, yeah.
I don't know if she's in with Rufus or is she just by herself. All right, now here's one that, again, I think is almost Warren Zevon level. Todd Rundgren.
People who love pop music.
How is he not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Not just because of Utopia and his solo music and the music that he writes and performs, his production.
Right.
I mean, he's one of the best producers, you know. I don't know.
Bang a gong.
Yeah. Oh. Soundgarden, never been nominated. I guess that makes sense. Yeah. Pearl Jam just got in.
Mm-hmm. But another one who has to die, then they go, oh, well,
we got a couple more dead people here. One, actually. Is Mark Bolan, is he dead?
I don't know if Mark Bolan's dead.
I think Mark Bolan is definitely dead.
Okay, T-Rex, never been nominated, and Mark Bolan is dead. Thin Lizzy.
Yeah, man, he died in 1977.
Wow. He died very young. Thin Lizzy.
There's nobody left from that, is there? Gary Moore passed away.
Gary Moore passed away. Well, of course, obviously, Phil's long gone.
Thin Lizzy's amazing.
This is another crime
that
they've never been nominated. Thin Lizzy has never been nominated to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It's a crime.
Apparently that's the theme then this year, is trying to right some of the wrongs, maybe.
Yeah, except Warren Zevon's not on the list, which is the biggest wrong.
But then, I mean, like, again, we're going to laugh when we see who gets in and who doesn't.
Yeah.
Because they gear this whole thing now around the TV broadcast, around the HBO broadcast of the ceremony.
Right.
So they're going to want Nine Inch Nails. They're going to want Dave Matthews Band. They're going to want Depeche Mode, which is nothing. It's not a slight against any of those artists.
Right.
It's just there's a hell of a lot of artists who should be in first.
Here's Glenn real quick on WGN. Go ahead, Glenn.
Hey, good morning, Nick. How you doing?
All right, what's up?
I was listening to one of the other stations, and they put out the argument as, why can't there be more than one Hall of Fame? I mean, you have a country western Hall of Fame. Some of the people that are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, I don't see them as rock and rollers, but they do deserve their own category.
Yeah. Well, as far as I know, there are other genre Hall of Fames.
Right. There's a Songwriters Hall of Fame.
Songwriters Hall of Fame. It's rock and roll just isn't just the one.
Well, the problem is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame now has become your de facto music Hall of Fame.
Exactly.
It really just has the wrong name is what it is. Yeah. It just should be called the Music,
like the music Hall of Fame.
Something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Glenn, thanks for the call. All right. So who do you think, who do you think is going to induct if any of these people get in? Like, who's going to induct Dave?
Jimmy Fallon. By doing an impression the whole time. Ooh. Ooh. That's what I'd like to see anyway.
I'd say probably some guy in a drug rug.
Yeah.
You know?
Stinking of patchouli, yeah.
I saw Dave from my senior study hall. At one show, it was back right at the first big break, when Crash really hit. And I was there, and I was by myself. I was with people, but I decided I was going to get my own ticket because I wanted to be as close to the stage as possible. So I was in the third row, but people kept coming down, drunk and stuff. And this guy comes next to me. He's standing next to me and I'm drinking. I got a beer and there's a backwash. There's basically just backwash left in the bottom. He comes up, he's got the puka shells and the whole thing. And he's like, hey, he's like 24. He goes, hey, can I get a slurp?
Sure can.
Yeah. That sums up some of the encounters that I've had. Dude just comes up, standing in the third row. I was on the end. They had fantastic seats. I was on the end. Hey, man, can I get a slurp? Yeah. No, you can't.
At Alpine?
Yeah, you can take me. You could. No, this was at Poplar Creek.
At Alpine this summer, they were selling.
I got to take a break. Hold on. We'll continue this in a second because we got to get to the news, which is coming up after this.